Light and peace in Jesus Christ our love. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, O Christ, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Dear Abba, whose creating hand brings harvest from the fruitful land, your providence we gladly own, and bring our hymns before your throne, to praise you for the living bread on which our lives are daily fed. O Christ, who in the desert fed the hungry thousands in their need, where want and famine still abound, let your relieving love be found. And in your name may we supply your hungry children when they cry. O Spirit, your revealing light has led our questing souls aright. Source of our science, you have taught the marvels human minds have wrought, so that the barren deserts yield the bounty by your love revealed. The skies proclaim your wonders, Adonai, and the stars announce your love. Alleluia. I will sing your love all my days, Adonai. In every age I will proclaim your truth. Of this I am certain, your love lasts forever. Your faithfulness outlasts the heavens. With my chosen one I have made a covenant. I have sworn to David my servant. I will establish your house forever, and uphold your reign from age to age. The skies proclaim your wonders, Adonai. The assembly of the stars proclaims your love. Is anyone in the heavens your equal? Can any of the gods compare with you? Revered in the council of the holy ones, great and dreadful to all around, who indeed is your equal, God of strength, clothed in truth, O God of power. You rule the stormy seas, you calm the roaring waves, you split the sea monster in two, and scatter opponents with a mighty arm. Yours is the sky, yours the earth, yours the whole world of creatures. You created the north and the south. Our mountains, Tabor and Hermon, sing out your name. Yours is a mighty arm, Adonai. Your hand is strong, your right hand ready. Justice and right anchor your throne. Love and truth serve in your presence. Your people rejoice to have you as ruler, are grateful to walk in your light. Your name is itself our joy, your justice the source of our bliss. For you, Adonai, are the glory of our strength. It is your favor that leads us to victory. May our leaders have you as their keeper, their shield, O Holy One of Israel. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The skies proclaim your wonders, Adonai, and the stars announce your love. Alleluia.
A reading from the first letter of John. The way we may be sure that we know Christ is to keep his commandments. Whoever says, "I know him," but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in that one. But in those who keep his word, the love of God is truly perfected. This is the way we may know that we are in union with him. Whoever claims to abide in him ought to live just as Jesus lived. Thanks be to God.
Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Look to each other's interests, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. One of the lepers saw that he was cured, so he returned, and praising God with all his voice, he threw himself at the feet of Jesus, and this man was a Samaritan. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed. For God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones, while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. One of the lepers saw that he was cured, so he returned, and praising God with all his voice, he threw himself at the feet of Jesus, and this man was a Samaritan.
For astronomers, cosmologists, and all who explore the depths of space and the mysteries and wonder of the universe. For all whose lives and work are intimately connected to the time of day and the seasons of the years, especially those affected most by global warming and climate change. For all who are forced by poverty or war to live under the open sky, burned by the sun during the day, or freezing under the stars each night. For all who are deprived by modern lifestyles and preferences from experiencing the natural beauty and rhythms of day and night, seasons and celebrations that acknowledge our home and role in the universe. Every atom in our bodies was forged in the fiery belly of a star who lived, died, and gave itself back to the universe. May we learn this wisdom of God, manifest in the stars and in Jesus of Nazareth, and live and die in harmony with everything else going on in the universe.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
God of the starry universe, as we celebrate the fourth day of the week, we praise and thank you for the wisdom and splendor of each shimmering star, the heat and life-giving energy of our sun, the serene beauty and mystery of our moon, and the reliable rhythms of days, weeks, months, seasons, and years. May every person on earth be entranced by each sunset, amazed by each constellation, astonished by each season, and filled with gratitude that your universe in its infinite variety has invited each of us to be an integral part of such splendor. For your love is the power that has created all things, sustains all things in existence, and frees all things to join you in building the future, now and forever. Amen. May the God of the cosmos bless us with reverence, wonder, and awe. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our queen, we greet you, our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us. And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O Virgin benign, our Mother Mary.